We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So happy to be back. Oh, I guess
shit,
I'll just drop the microphone.
I'll just let you talk first.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and today I'm joined with the one, the only, Katie Brennan.
Hey, guys. I've never been so happy to be back on a podcast before in my life. Last time I was on this, I wasn't solo. I was with all my friends. So it's kind of back to, kind of glad to reclaim my territory and...
And if you heard the deleted episode,
if you know, you know.
You know.
That's it.
That's all we're going to say on that. Yeah, last time Katie was on this podcast, she was absolutely bullied by Sean Schools, as always.
Always. Just got obliterated by my friends, but it's fine. They can't take much away from me.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm back.
Yeah, we're back. We're better. So I was thinking this morning, because it's Thursday, I always record on Thursdays, and I just could not think of what to record, because I've been in like a weird... Like, this past month has been, like, a very weird month for me.
Okay.
So I couldn't think of anything to film. And I was like, you know what? I could go for some, like, comedic relief.
Hell, so yeah.
I called in the big guns.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
And here she
Definitely
is.
Definitely a weird month. Okay. I said at the end of March that it was one of my favorite Marches that I've ever had. And then you said the complete opposite. So very interesting. And we took a, you know, alternative.
Why was it so great for you?
Well, this was the month of Lent, and kind of, I took your rebirth idea very seriously.
Yes, rebirth is incredible.
Yeah, so I've been off the grid for a while now, and I took myself even further off the grid, you know, the grid being the social media world, and very great for the headspace. So March, I was just not focused on anybody except myself, and it felt amazing. Went to the gym 27 out of 31 days.
Gymming it all the time.
27 out of 31 days. That's more than I went probably all year. Like last year combined.
And you look great.
Thank you so much. I feel great. It's nice to be able to like look at yourself and be happy with what you see and know that you're working for it.
Yes.
Because like in the past, like, you know.
Yep.
You don't get, I would not get skinny in healthy ways.
Yeah.
But now that I'm like kind of like regulating myself more and like developing a healthier relationship with the way that I'm growing and everything, yeah, it just feels better. Like, you look in the mirror and it's a different, like, kind of satisfaction.
It is a different satisfaction. And it affects every aspect of your life positively.
So true.
Makes you want to eat healthier. It makes you want to be better. I don't know where my phone is. That's what I'm looking around for. Because I heard yours and I'm like, where is mine? It's not that I need it because I'm podcasting right now. But did I even bring it in from the car?
I haven't seen it, to be frank.
I haven't either. I guess I didn't.
No. Oh.
I must have.
Upstairs?
I don't fucking know. I guess I don't need it.
Do we call it? Just for a peace of mind?
I don't know. I don't need it right now. Okay. See, this is, I'm so addicted to my phone.
Yes.
Well, it's so bad.
It comes full circle. Yeah. I'm not as bad as I used to be. I'm still pretty bad, but I'm starting to look at my phone more as a tool. I think I told you that a while ago. Mm-hmm. And like not using it for like entertainment, but like going back to like the working out, like positive in every aspect of your life, like encouraging me to like get out of the house and not stay there and like stare at my phone all day. Like, because if I didn't get up and do like that, kind of like catapults my day. I'll go outside and be like, and recently, so nice outside. I'll go outside and be like, why am I sitting inside my house all day on my phone? I could just go outside and enjoy myself and take advantage of what
I have. Tell the people what you've been doing.
When I go outside.
Yeah.
So when I have downtime during the day, I will go to the park. We live, you know, right near Valley Forge National Historic Park. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You can. Okay. Side note, Lindsay thinks she can see the Philadelphia skyline from the Valley Forge Park when she drives through it.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I've told her so many
times.
There's
one spot on Ridge Pike that you can see.
Like Ridge Pike by her house?
No, Germantown Pike.
By her house?
Like, kind of, near like Trooper. That you can see the skyline.
Trooper?
I'm not kidding. I will show you the next time that we go down
that
way.
Yeah, I need to see this.
My dad points it out to me every time, which is the only reason I know that.
Is it the Red Towers or is it the
no,
actual?
No,
see the skyline? We're too far.
Like, it's the way the hill goes because it's outside of Norristown. So it's like really not that far. And trust me, I'll show you.
Okay, I need to see this.
But no, you cannot see the skyline from Valley Forge. Back to the point. You cannot see it from there. She's probably looking at the casino.
No.
But anyway.
Lindsay listens to this. She's crying right now.
Punching the air. Anyway, when it's nice outside, I'll go to Valley Forge National Historic Park and I'll sit there and I just soak in the good air and I started coloring and I'll read. And I also cannot read books split up. I have to read books in one sitting or else I will not finish them. So if I start a book and I finish halfway through that session, that's as far as
I'm. And that's what's crazy about you, because if you like sit down and actually just give yourself like 4 hours, like you'll finish a whole book.
Oh yeah.
You read so
fast. I finished
Verity
in literally 2.5 hours.
Yes. It took me all day, but it only took you 2.5
yeah,
hours.
But like that's it. Mm-hmm. I have the capacity for a book once and then I'll try it again. I'm like, the gusto is gone. Like when the gusto comes in many forms. Like sometimes I was going to call Tori one day because I wanted to complain about something so bad and she didn't pick up and I was so mad.
And I was so mad because Katie never calls me.
She called me like 10 minutes later and I was like, the gusto is gone. Like I just can't complain about it. It's not there. But then 2 days passed and the gusto came back.
Yeah, but I was in a meeting when you called and I literally was like, I have to answer this. Like, I've been waiting for this call. So I answered it and I was like, go ahead.
Yeah, when the gusto comes back, you can't deny it. But yeah, so the gusto appears everywhere. You know, the gym. Sometimes you're laying in bed and you get the gusto, you get up and then you go. It also improves your gusto.
It does improve your gusto for sure.
Gets the gusto going.
For sure. So you sit in the park and you color and you read.
Sit in the park, color, read. Really just embrace everything there. And it's so relaxing. Like, you can stay there as long as you want. Like, nobody talks to you. You literally just chill there. So that was nice. And that just makes me feel like I'm filling my day more intentionally than if I were to sit at home in bed and read.
Totally.
Or, like, on my couch.
Yep.
Or whatever. It's, you know, in this time that we can't do much or whatever, making the little things more important has added a lot of value to my life. So I think that has improved in March, too. You know,
this whole rebirth that we're talking about, because I explained it more with my friends than I did on the pod. So rebirth is essentially on March 1st of 2016, my whole life changed because I read this book, Skinny Bitch, and I got healthy. So every single year, and that's like honestly like what led me to even having Stride and like being who I am today and like being where I am today. It's literally because of that book on that day that like I turned my whole life around. It was like a rebirth moment. So every March 1st, I take it very seriously and I'm like, okay, this is rebirth. This March for me, very sidetracked because I didn't have my car. So I couldn't like really go to the gym. And I've also had like zero motivation to like just even go on walks. Like I was kind of down in the dumps in March, to be honest.
Sometimes you need that though.
Yeah, because then it makes like when you come out of it, it just feels so much better.
Yes, it makes you appreciate the times that are good so much better.
So much better. But like I'm definitely in a good headspace for summer.
Oh, me too.
I'm so ready. Wait, did you see that video of Maddie? Oh, probably not because we're not on social media. Shout out Maddie. Monty.
Hey, Maddie. Monty.
So there is this video of him and I forget who posted it. Oh, also, I tell me if you feel the same way. I just want Josh's location on Find My Friends.
Me too.
Okay.
He's on SnapMap.
I want his Find My Friends location.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Okay. We could get that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Easily achievable.
For the people listening, which is everyone, these are our beach friends.
Yeah. Shout out Josh. All the love to Josh.
All the love to Josh.
Seriously.
RG love you. Wait, I have this idea for a podcast. Let me know if you guys would want to hear about it.
Hell yeah.
So we always have like such funny stories down at the beach that just stay in the vault that is our head, or we discuss it within the group, but like it's so good, more people need to hear these stories. So here's my idea. I want to call it the Sunday Scaries, and every Sunday or every Monday, because you know Sunday Fun Day gives you a lot of stories.
I think that's where they mostly come from.
Yeah. All of our friends at the beach just show up in the morning. We all get some breakfast sandwiches.
Anyone that has a story
is welcomed to show up, hoodie on, sunglasses on, coffee, breakfast sandwich in hand, and we just mic up and talk about the weekend and just tell our stories.
Yep. Just put it all out there.
And like, I want that to be the first time we tell them.
Yeah. So it's very raw and like
authentic.
Like hearing everybody put the pieces together. Like, I saw that. Wait, I thought you were doing that. Like hearing everybody's terrible.
I think that'd be so fun.
No, I agree. I think that would be really funny.
I said it to our guy friends and like the only one that was supportive was Christian.
Of course.
Shout out Christian.
Shout out my angel. No, I think we should. I think you guys need to get a little bit more wild so that I'm not the only one producing the stories, but
someone's got to be the sober one of the group to make sure that the wild stories are happening.
Okay. then I'll respect your position.
But what I was saying was someone posted this video of Monty, and it was clearly like the Monty. It was the dead of summer, and like there were so many people on the beach, and like I could feel the heat. Like I could.
What was this, Instagram?
I think Instagram, yeah. And he was riding a bike into the ocean. And like, I'm not kidding. I've never felt such an instant boost of serotonin.
It sounds majestic. Do you think it's still up?
It might still be, but I don't remember who posted it.
And you don't know where your phone is.
I don't know where my phone is.
It's okay. I can see the visual in my head. I love the idea of that.
Oh my God. It was just so fun.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that saunaing is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved saunaing and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Oh, love them. Anyway, wait, I want to talk about being Instagramless.
Okay.
Because I think about it all the time.
Yeah. Because you're not.
Because, God, I wish I was. Yeah, I would love to delete my Instagram.
How
do you feel? Do you feel left out of things?
No. If anything, like, it just... So my favorite quote of all time is comparison is the thief of joy. And I think me personally, I would just go on there and I would see like, you know, people going out on a Friday night mm-hmm. and I'd be in my bed just sitting there and I'd be like, damn, it would just make me sad.
Yeah.
Not like not, jealous isn't the word, but it would be people I'm not even friends with.
Yeah.
And I just see kids my age like doing all these things that I'm not doing. And also seeing everybody like, I got a new job. I got a new apartment. That's great. But I didn't. So I don't like I just like don't want to see it because that makes me compare myself to other people. It makes me feel like I'm behind. It makes me feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I know that what I am doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. So yes. Not having that constant comparison of like all these people around me and like, you know, the whole like looks thing. That's not really what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
It's more the like people doing
the life
things.
Path.
Yeah.
Can I play devil's advocate really quick?
Of course.
I literally wrote this in my journal today.
Yeah.
So I go on Instagram and like I see one thing, my mood is instantly ruined.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this app is so stupid. I always just get my feelings hurt on here. Like I'm comparing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, like something, whatever. I always just get butthurt on that app.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I should really just get rid of it. But on the other side of it, my devil's advocate of me is like, why are you letting other people influence your emotions? Like either I need to like toughen up.
Yeah.
Or
like change my own mindset about it.
We can move this. It's in our way.
Yeah, but like,
so many people use it and don't feel that way.
Yes.
And I'm jealous of those people. I think it's, I don't know. I'd like to be able to do that. And I think I've tried that so many times to like not go into it feeling. But I think that sometimes like that's inevitable. And you know, you see things you don't want to see. It is inevitable. You see things you don't want to see and then your face gets all red. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, it hurts. Like it hurts to see some stuff.
So like I just don't even give myself the opportunity to see it.
And you feel better.
And I feel so much better.
Yeah.
And like I gave up Snapchat for Lent. I don't Snapchat people. The only reason I use Snapchat is so that I can talk to myself on my private story and everybody else just has to listen to it. I don't even care that people don't listen to it, but whatever. But like even that like was just like annoying. But you know what's crazy? Like how many like so I like dropped off the face of the earth. I have not spoken to a man in
I know.
Since
shut up. Dare we say the 4th of July?
No, December.
Oh, right. How could I forget?
I know.
Angel.
Love him.
You guys ghosted each other?
I was thinking about him today because the last time that Taylor Swift dropped an album, I texted him and I was like, we have to reschedule tonight because Taylor Swift's dropping an album and I have to listen to it. And then like 3 days later, I never talked to him again. But no, like I literally like haven't talked to any guys or anything. And I think it was because guys would only like hit me up if I was fucking posting cute pictures of myself.
I so agree.
And like looking cute.
I and so agree.
And why is that what I don't want somebody that only hits me up when I look good.
Totally. Huh? And think about it. Like when you're in a relationship too, even if people don't know you're in a relationship, you typically stop posting like cute pictures of yourself because you're like, I'm kind of cuffed.
And it's like, because Instagram's a dating app.
Yes. It's literally a dating app. It's, I mean, if for the common regular person, it's a dating app.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Unless you're using it for, like, business or something, it's literally a dating app.
That guy, Connor. I'm not going to say okay, whatever. This guy I met over the summer named Connor. He said that to me. He was like, girls have Instagram so they can post pictures for other guys to see. Yeah. And guys have Instagram because he was like, oh, I'm not on social media. Like, whatever. And I was like, why? And he was like, no, he, like, just got back on. He had posted no pictures. Like, why don't you post any pictures? And he goes, because I'm on social media to look.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to post. What am I posting for? Like, I'm
a guy. It's so true. It's so like, true. You put all of your best pictures on your Instagram, and then you take your best pictures from your Instagram to put on your Hinge, your Bumble, your Tinder, your whatever.
I really respect the casual Instagram movement, which is that
I think,
like, if I do get back on the grid, the approach that I'm going to take, because I think that that's a better representation of people on the internet.
But wait, then should we take it from the angle that we always say where it's, like, almost... I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm definitely going to. Not intentionally, but please don't take offense, but you might.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Very much so. Dare I say, embarrassing to post on Instagram?
Like, seriously post?
Okay, so...
No, I know exactly what you mean, I need you to, like,
yeah, okay, so, like, I've done this all the time where, like, whenever something with stride is, like, going on, I'm like, oh, my God, like, so exciting, blah, blah, blah. Kind of embarrassing.
No, you get the ick from yourself.
Yeah, because like who really even cares other
than
me?
Nobody cares. Yeah. It's so true. Or like, oh my God, I think about like when I post like pictures of myself for my birthday. It's so normal, but I get so grossed out. And I'm so grossed out because I thought that my Instagram was going to be permanently deleted. So I logged into it last week.
Yeah, it's
and
back.
It's back. So I have to delete it. I think today is the day that I can do
it's
it.
Back.
And the fact that like that's the first thing that people see of me.
Huh? Yeah. No, it hurts.
No, it's embarrassing.
It's like embarrassing. And it's like, wow, I think I look so good to the point where I'm going to let everyone
know
see this picture
how
of
good
me.
I look.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you're just putting it out there to like prove that you're good looking.
Ah! Like we're so overthinking it. And I'm,
no,
I hope like, other people don't actually like feel insecure after listening to this
because
do whatever you want. Like it's Instagram and social, it should be fun. But I think we take it so seriously
to the point
where it's gotten embarrassing.
Yeah. Like we, it has nothing to do with Instagram. I think it's just our perceptions of ourselves. And I hate the idea of anybody having an opinion of me. So I think that's what drives that
too. That's a social construct Katie Brennan has that she realized on New Year's.
Yeah. That people think about like have an opinion about me and I have no idea what it is and I have no control over like anybody's opinion and I've gotten over that. Like I think that's what bothered me at first, that I couldn't control people's opinion of me and that like, but you know, like people like will hear stories about Katie Brennan and it's like, what stories are they telling about Katie Brennan?
Yeah, and that's what's hard. Like, you can't control what other people say about you.
Yeah.
And you kind of just have to be like, well, I know who I am, and, like, I'm just moving on.
Yeah, that's the point that I've gotten to, and it feels good. We're, like, I'm not, like, fully there, and, like, still sometimes I'm like, but I went from caring so much to, like, not caring in a way that's not bad for me. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you know
totally. What I
mean? Like,
totally.
Caring, but not letting it control my life.
Totally. Just observing the thought that others have an opinion of you, but not giving power to that thought.
Yes.
Going back to what we were saying, though, about it being borderline embarrassing, I think back to, like, Facebook and of people that I went to high school with that I don't keep in touch with that will post, like, graduated college and now I got this job and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Yeah. And I'm literally just like, this is a text that I would send to my grandma,
my friends and family.
Right.
That I want to share this with.
Right.
People make their... It makes it impersonal almost.
Yeah. And I'm like, I think back to myself and I'm like, okay, if I wasn't doing Stride and I did go to college for 4 years, got a corporate job, I don't think I'd be like broadcasting it in a way of like, look what I'm doing. Like, I'm so like, I don't know. Like,
I know exactly.
Can't really
what you
speak
mean.
On it because that's not my path. But like,
yeah,
I would just imagine that I wouldn't do that.
I mean, I didn't graduate either. So.
Cheers to us.
Cheers to not following any sort of traditional life path. I don't know. It's just like a very weird norm.
It is a weird norm. And like when you get engaged, there's such a pressure to post about an engagement, but it's like you don't have to.
Social media has made very personal things, and like even people like oversharing on the internet, like it makes very personal things not personal. And I think it has a lot. Like, it has a big effect on people's, like, sense of boundaries. I can say that for myself.
I so agree.
I would, like, when I was younger, I'd put anything on the internet. I didn't care. I'd tweet anything. I'd Snapchat anything, whatever. And I just let myself be so open with that. And I think that's what I realized on New Year's Eve. I was like, I need to secure myself a little bit. I need to, like, keep these things to myself and, like, have some sort of, like, personal boundaries so that not everybody in the world, nobody needs to know my business.
Totally.
My business is my business.
It's your business. Yeah. And that's, like, engagements, pregnancies, like, whenever, like, the thing is, like, oh, when can I announce that I'm pregnant? Yeah. And, like, if you want people to know you're pregnant, I think it's a great thing, like, scream it from the rooftops, do you, it's your pregnancy. But I feel like people feel like they have to announce that they're pregnant, even if they don't really want to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you're able to tell when someone's pregnant.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like first trimester people are like, people are asking, like, I need to start announcing. But it's like, do you? Like, maybe you just want to be private. Like, so I totally
just
get the whole boundaries thing.
Keep to yourself. Yeah. I think it just changed. It's kind of, like, weird because people didn't do that.
Yeah. No, totally. And being on the other side of it, like, having people know me growing up and then they would meet me for the first time. Like, they knew me, they knew my life, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know their first name.
Yeah.
And they would come out to be like, hi, I'm so-and-so. I love you so much. Like, you helped me get through an eating disorder. I wanted to kill myself. I wanted this. I'm like, whoa, hi. Like, so nice to just meet you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the internet really does open up this boundary of, like, let me completely overshare my life to the point where I look vulnerable. Now, I do think that there's a really fine line and a delicate dance that I especially dance on this podcast where it's, like, there's oversharing to where it can help somebody.
And oversharing to where it can hurt.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I try to never hit the boundary of, like, this might hurt someone.
Yeah.
But I think there's a good line of, like, it can make people feel heard and understood if they know that someone else that they either listen to or look up to is battling a similar.
No, it brings you comfort to hear somebody talk about something that you're going through.
Yeah.
Like we talked about those, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Like, but we're talking about like the social pressure to post personal things of our life.
Yeah.
Just because it's now the norm.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot, how we are in our own generation because we're not millennials and we're not Gen Z.
Yeah. We both have sisters that are the same age and could not feel.
We're so different.
I couldn't feel it. I feel younger, like so much younger than them. We're only 2 years younger than them.
Yeah. Well, you're unique because you have a sister. Okay, so Katie was born 97. I'm born 98. We're saying our generation is 97, 98, 99. 2000s, you don't get it.
My sister's a 2000 and I feel different than her.
So her older sister, Kelsey, is 96.
95.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay, Maddie's 96. Maddie's older
like
sister.
They're the same thing like us.
And then her younger sister, Lauren, is 2000.
2000, yeah.
Two totally different generations, and we don't fit into either of them.
Yeah, and the social media thing is so apparent with that too. Like the way that Lauren does Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Where they all Snapchat each other all the time, and they all have their streaks and the emojis that mean all these different things.
Well, Kylie was telling Danielle and I that people that are like Lauren's age, Kylie's age, blah, 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 college, high school, it's the same thing because it's the same generation. They use Snapchat to text people. Like you don't ask for someone's number unless you actually like know them and are their friend. So like, you know how we have everybody's number typically before someone Snapchat?
Yeah.
It's the other way around for them. And they'll add anyone that adds them.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's
like,
weird to me.
One day Kylie was like, I have no idea who this is.
Yeah, I was like Snapchatting all these kids on her thing and I'm like, who is she? She goes, I don't know. And I was like, huh?
That's so weird.
So they all text on there.
That's kind of reminiscent of like Facebook. I didn't have Facebook when we were in middle school, but yeah, like everybody would friend everybody.
But that was also like a flex if you had like 3,000 friends. Yeah, yeah, you can't see. I mean, I guess you have SnapScore.
But it's like 3 million. I know. I don't know how people do that.
But it's because they text. Like that's their texting.
They're just like going back and forth like that. That's weird to me.
Yeah,
man.
We don't have that. But that's what I'm saying. Like such a generational thing. So like my sister like only Snapchats like maybe one person.
Yeah, Kelsey would, I don't even think she's had it for like years.
That's what I'm saying. Like so different.
But they're like Facebook girls.
Yeah.
And emoji captions. Sorry for anybody that uses emojis in their
I see them coming back. Like Danielle Carolyn is like doing it really tastefully right now and it's really cute.
I'll have to check it
it's
out.
It's definitely coming back.
But you know what I mean.
Totally.
Like, it's just like they're in a different tasteful world. Like they would be like football game with my best friends.
Laughing, crying face.
But I would be like Lines by 40, like something funny, and she's just like not funny.
Sorry, Kelsey.
You know what I mean. So yeah, they definitely are very different. That's so weird to see, and I didn't think that would be it. Yeah. I wonder how different like Lauren feels than like Kylie's age, or if they're like on the same turf.
I don't know. I feel like they're similar because I think Lauren, and I think about like Tommy, like Lindsay's brother.
Oh, they seem not the same age to me.
I agree, but they are, which is
so weird.
Like the way that they, it's really Snapchat to me that like is the biggest difference.
Yeah.
And also Facebook. None of them have Facebook until they go to college because that's and how they find to their make roommate.
That's so true.
Which is so funny that like Facebook is how people find roommates.
Facebook was our big, that was our big one.
Yeah, our big break was Facebook. Yeah. Fifth grade to seventh grade was the big break.
Instagram
and then Instagram
came
out in eighth grade.
Old Instagram was so fun.
People thought it was just to edit pictures.
People would, I'd post everything that I did.
Everything.
I would post at least six pictures a day.
I have this picture of me that is so like, oh my God, I wish I had it somewhere. But it's like, do you probably know what I'm talking about? But like, it was when I got the white PB Teen vanity, like the big white one that Elle Fowler had. There was a couch in that room where the vanity was because I was turning it into my makeup studio at the time. And I'm sitting on the couch taking a picture and I'm going to
wait, I can see it. I can see it in my head.
That was my first ever post on Instagram. And I was
honestly,
like, new
kind
vanity.
Of iconic.
Like, are you kidding?
Why'd you delete it?
Because it was embarrassing
at
the
time. One of my favorite things about myself is that I still have most of my old Instagram pictures.
Yeah,
up.
You do.
I deleted any ones that were screenshots because I literally used to post on Instagram 7 times a day. my first picture is Taylor Swift perfume bottle. But I would post like pictures of my dog, like my birthday cake and like, you know, all this like dumb shit. But it was fun.
It was fun. And it was
and
what
you
did at the time.
And you break 11 likes and it was like
dude,
the best day ever.
When you went to 10 likes, that's because it would switch.
Name.
Yeah.
Me and Tori used to compete for Instagram likes.
Oh, yeah. Katie would beat me.
Yeah.
Dude, she was queen of Instagram.
I don't know how I did that. Icon. Local legend.
Well, yeah, you were a local legend. Like Katie Brennan was Katie Brennan
in like fourth grade.
No, we're talking ninth grade.
That's when we went to fairs.
Dude, we rocked the fairs. Fairs changed my life.
So true.
Fairs rock.
That was our first like entrance into like the social scene.
Yeah, was our fairs.
Yeah,
dude, we killed those things.
Killed it.
And they were so fun.
I guess it's like our version of bars now.
Yeah. Are we going out this weekend?
I'll go out.
Are we gonna stay up?
Stay up? Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I just have to go home because I have the dogs. Oh, the dog. Oh, my God. Hey, guys. My dad's engaged.
And I'm going to the wedding.
And Tori's going to the wedding. We're so excited.
Black tie, baby.
But my future stepmom's dog died.
Oh, which one?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
I know. I don't mean to laugh either, but sometimes things are funny. Her name's Ellie.
Oh, God.
No, it's not. It's she was just old. She was really sick, so they put her down.
Oh,
she's
that
not
makes
like
sense.
She died out of the blue.
Oh,
they
okay,
put her
okay.
down. So I'm just watching the one now, Chase. And Chase is very depressed because he lost his only friend. Oh, sounds very, like Ringo. Very sad. literally the two most depressed dogs in the world hanging out.
My dog, which is my parents' dog, is so depressed. He is like the saddest dog I've ever seen.
Ringo's so sad at the beach, and that's how you know he's depressed. If you're sad at the beach, I got something to tell you. You got some serious issues going on.
Ringo is just afraid of life. Like, he was a rescue dog and he's just afraid. Whatever. I don't want to talk about dogs. But he's just afraid. Dude, I remember Rachel Robinson posted one time on her private story. It was Ringo on her bed. She goes, "Me and this dog."
Because he would always go up there.
He loved Rachel's
make
room.
Himself at home.
Because I think it was dark and shaded.
Yeah. And away, and away from everybody.
Literally. Ringo just wants to be left alone.
Any privacy.
Poor Ringo. Yeah. So, do you think you're going to make your return back to Instagram? Are you good?
If I do, it's in like 50 days. I mean, like, so I was going to return kind of iconically. So I've been working out, you know, and I've been growing my hair out and I've been doing all these things to make me look as good as you guys have no idea how good I'm about to look. So I was going to return to the Instagram just looking fly as ever. But now I don't think I want to return at all. And I just want people to see me in public and be like, damn.
Okay.
Because then I don't want all those guys being like, damn, you look good. Because that's not sincere.
Are you anti-guy?
I'm not anti. I am never pursuing anybody on my own ever again.
Okay, they have to pursue you.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
If you know me, this is entirely out of character. I have made the first move in any relationship that I've ever been in.
I wish you guys could watch Katie do this right now because she keeps looking at the microphone and she's going cross-eyed when she does it. So just imagine her saying that sentence, but she's cross-eyed. Katie, this is literally what you look like when you're stalking.
I'm just looking at it. That's my focus.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize I was going cross-eyed. I thought it was kind of normal.
Yeah, no, you were speaking like this the whole time.
I think I just like to test my eyesight. But yeah, I'm not anti-guy, but I'm never pursuing like a man first ever again, which I'm fine with.
Have you pursued everyone?
Not one, not two. Actually, no, I haven't pursued a lot of them, actually.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like...
Well, yeah, the guy from December told you he loved you the first time he met you.
Yeah, he did.
That seems like
that I didn't pursuit. I didn't pursue. He like made the reservation and everything. It's not that, that I pursue cute. It.
Wait, you literally, we were drinking wine and you're like, okay, make a reservation. He sends you a screenshot and you're like, I can't do that night.
So nice. This boy, I just randomly Snapchatted this one night when I was hanging out with Tori. I met him over the summer. He was so nice. He told me he was in love with me the first time he met me.
He is so nice.
He's
big
so
fan.
Sweet. Love him. Literally love him. And me and Tori just Snapchatted him one night and he was like, let me take you out on a date. And I was like, make a plan and I'll be there. So he literally 10 seconds later sends me a reservation on Open Table. How nice. And it was for a night that I could not go. So, so I told him, I was like, I can't go. So he made it for like the next night and he was like, good, like this place is better. I wanted to take you here anyway.
Aww.
And then he bailed on me and then we rescheduled. And then it was all night. Yeah. Remember he like, we were supposed to go on a Sunday and he was like, do you still want to go? And I was like,
it was both of you. And then Lindsay wanted us to reschedule because she wanted all three of us to go on a date.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not making him do that. But no, that was nice. Oh, so nice. Miss him.
Yeah, miss him.
So that like that I didn't pursue. But I feel like I initiate a lot of things and I would just not like to do that anymore because then I feel like it makes me feel bad because it's like, oh, I did this and it didn't work. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Yeah.
You got to go after it sometimes.
I think I go after it too much.
You do go after it. But then you also always hear the flip side. That's the thing. There's always devil's advocate to every position. But on the other side of it, you always hear guys are hunters. Guys pursue whatever they want. If a guy's not pursuing you, he doesn't like you. And I'm like, well, now what?
That's where I'm at right now. Nobody's pursuing me.
Except Jim. Eye contact at the gym. Not J-I-M, G-Y-M.
I'm like, who the hell is Jim?
No, P-Fit.
Oh, I made eye contact with a man at the gym.
Yeah, but apparently it's intense eye contact.
It's very extended intense eye contact. It makes me kind of uncomfortable sometimes, but sometimes I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're nice.
I'm just not, like, in the mood. Like, I'm just...
I get it. I so get it.
It's not like I'm lonely. I am.
Her dad goes out of town and she goes, I'm home alone again.
And what about it? Like, nobody's coming. Yeah, like, I don't, like, it's not like I'm, like, craving, like, I used to, like, crave a boyfriend and, like, crave, like, affection and everything. I just don't crave it anymore. And I think it's because I'm more in tune with myself. And I genuinely think that's why.
I think so. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I never thought I would be like that because I have, you know, been grasping for love.
You know
out
it's
of
called,
the air.
Katie?
Huh?
Self-love.
Nice.
You're on the journey of self-love.
That is nice. I definitely think that I am. Like, my self-talk has improved drastically. I used to call myself stupid every, like, 20 minutes. Now it's only, like, every 40.
Yeah, you're not but, stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But I would just be very down on myself.
Yeah, for no reason.
For no reason.
You're great.
I'm funny. I'm nice.
I'm smart. You're rebranded. You're Kate.
I know. I that's the other thing, guys. I introduced myself to you as Katie. Guys. I introduced myself to you as Katie, but I'm going by Kate now. Kate Brennan, because I'm going to be Aunt Kate, Miss Kate, Kate Brennan for the rest of my life.
It's Kate.
Kate. And I've gotten a lot of my confidants on board.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay and I are on board for sure.
Yeah. I like it.
And that's what your family calls you. So like when I'm talking to like Lauren or something, it's Kate.
And honest to God, that's truly the only people I talk to are you two and my family.
Yep. So that's us.
What else?
The ASMR that you guys are hearing is
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Kate's.
My
large Diet Dr. Pepper.
Favorite addiction.
She's gotten me really hooked on Diet Coke.
So good.
It's so good.
Soda rocks. No sugar. Aspartame.
Seriously.
No sugar.
No calories, but cancer.
Some chemicals.
I know. That's the downfall of hanging out with Kate Brennan.
Yeah.
She gets us hooked on soda.
Not very healthy. But
that's fine, though.
No.
Very happy. Yeah, no, but everyone's rebranding. Whenever my mom says Katie, she goes, oh, Kate.
She was doing it at the beach. She
so
was like, oh, Kate. And she introduced me to the neighbor. She's like, this is Kate. Kate, this is Kate.
She's so cute. She's
love her.
Really trying.
It's so sweet.
She's so, so cute.
Lisa does it too.
Lisa.
Like, Kate. Kate.
I love Lisa.
It's so fun.
Yeah. So everybody's rebranding. Everybody's coming out on top. I feel great after rebirth. My rebirth is Lent. So you have rebirth and then I have Lent.
And Lent's over.
Yeah.
So now what?
I use Lent to establish good habits that I can continue after that.
Okay.
So I think that it takes 21 days to form a habit, my friends. And that was 40 days. So.
Good shit.
You know, yeah, I'm getting there. I've been kind of lazy with it, but I also realized that I don't need to go to the gym every single day.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah.
You totally don't need to.
I kind of like wanted to see if I could. It was kind of like a prove it to myself kind of thing.
And
like,
you're proud of yourself. You
oh,
did
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So I think that's what helps me. That's like my motivator is I make things a competition for myself. Mm. Nobody else is competing.
Yeah, but you're good with this. Like I remember when you went off the grid for Instagram and then you came back a whole new bitch.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And it's literally because you did the Stairmaster all the time.
Yeah. No, the social media thing.
Game changer. I wish I could get off it. And the thing is, like, I can. Like, I put this pressure on myself to, like, stay on it. But, like, I really don't need to.
Yeah. It's just, like, for, like, the stew.
It is. The stew is a studio.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Stride. Not S-T-E-W.
Yes. Not soup.
Dude, cross-eyed. Not soup.
Not soup, guys. The studio. Yeah, but, like, personally, it could.
That's the thing that I've also realized with working out is I used to have this mentality where it's like, if I'm not going 100%, fuck it. I'm not going at all.
Why?
What
are
an
we
awful
like that?
Mentality to have.
I know. I did the 12:30 the other day as my warm up and I wasn't like dripping in sweat at the end of it. And I was like, what was the point of that?
Seriously.
But like I burned however many calories. Like it's a good workout. But I in my mind was like, I'm not out of breath. Like whatever. I don't even feel like this was enough for me. So then I did more. And it's like. Not everything has to kill me.
Yes.
Like you don't have to do everything to the max to push yourself where it like, you know.
Totally. And like when quarantine hit in the very beginning, like over a year ago, I was like going to the gym, lifting, like getting pretty strong, whatever. And then quarantine hit and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing these body weight workouts at home. If I can't like push weight, da da da, like I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So I just sat on my ass and didn't do shit.
We all did.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I'm not going 100%, fuck it, I'm not doing it. And like
that was my
mentality
excuse for a long
is
time.
A bad mentality.
Yeah.
That's how I got caught up with like all this shit over the summer. Like whenever I would eat and I couldn't stop, I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna keep going. Like the fucking mentality is just one that I think we've all kind of gotten away from.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go walk on the beach for 20 minutes, it's better than not walking on the beach for 20 minutes.
So true. Like, not everything is black and white.
Yeah.
Like, you can do things that are great.
Our favorite argument.
Yes. Yes. There's so many different aspects.
Gray areas.
Yeah. No, it's very true. Like, that was my excuse. I was like, oh, like, the gym's open. Like, I can't do anything, or blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't do anything. Yeah, you can. Like, something is better than nothing. Like, you guys were training for the marathon. Like,
we still are. We haven't run it yet, so we're still training.
Lindsay and Tori have been training for a marathon for over a year. The marathon has not been decided. Nobody knows. The marathon could be in literally 10 years.
We're still training.
They're training.
The last time I ran for my training marathon was literally in January.
Nice.
So,
hey, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Could have been.
It's better than nothing.
Right?
Yep.
So true.
Yep.
They'll do that marathon one time. But, like, even that, I was like, in my mind, it's like, that's not real exercise.
Dude, me and Lindsay running a marathon.
They would run in Sea Isle and I would bike behind them.
1 mile to Acme.
1 mile to Acme, 2.5 to the.
To the stew.
To the stew. To the other stew. No, that was so fun.
That was so fun. But yeah, I think we're in a much better mentality with, like, working out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just like moving the body and helping.
Yeah, I texted you guys yesterday and it was like, it's actually insane how it makes it puts me in a good mood.
It's
and
crazy.
I ignored that for years. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, you should work out. And I was like, nope. They're like, it'll make you feel better. Nope.
Nope.
And it makes me feel so much better.
The hardest part is tying your shoes and getting to the gym.
Yeah, hardest part is getting out of the car and going in.
Yeah, seriously.
And then you're there and then.
You just got to do it. You got to suck it up for the first 5 minutes and then you're in the
zone. Yeah, the first 10 minutes for me are the worst. But then after that, time flies and it doesn't feel like.
Yeah, you just got to get in the zone.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
If you were married or in a very committed relationship and you had one hall pass and it has to be a celebrity, who would it be?
John Mayer.
Why? Why? Tell me why.
Everything about him. I think he's a great man. I know he has a terrible reputation.
Does he?
Oh my God, yeah.
Wait, I don't know it. Tell me it.
He's like a huge womanizer.
I mean, listen to his music.
Ruined like Jessica Simpson's entire image of herself.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait,
it's really
how?
Bad. It's really bad. They dated and he was just a huge dick to her. I'll send you articles.
Really? But he writes such an amazing.
Oh my God. He's the best songwriter of this generation by far and wide. He's incredible.
More than Taylor Swift?
They're equal in my heart.
Let me hear the argument.
Oh my God. I think he's so handsome. I think he's so suave. And he and I are very similar. Oh, I wish you were on TikTok because he made TikTok and that's where he was made to be. He's so creative. He and I have very similar brains. You know how.
Tell me about it.
You know how we like march to the beat of our own drum?
Yep.
And you know how you're always like, why do you say things like that? And I'm like,
golf simulator.
Golf simulator. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I say it. He gets it.
Okay.
Like, he would get it. So I think that he and I would be very compatible. Our birthdays are a day apart from each other and he's definitely well packed in the pants.
Okay.
If I must say so, I must infer. So yeah.
Okay.
Who's yours?
Harry Styles.
I don't know if. Like, I'd love to be intimate with him, but I don't think that he's the person that I would, like, most crave to be intimate with.
It's all I crave.
Oh, and John Mayer's hands, too.
Okay. Oh, Harry's hair.
Yeah,
are great.
That's what inspired that.
So let me explain why it's Harry. When I listen, maybe you can relate to this to some extent. When I listen to his music, I get, like, literally, it's the feeling of jealousy. That other girls also listen to the same music I do. That's him.
I thought you were going to say that he is writing these songs about women. Like
that too. Like, I get filled with jealousy that other girls can listen to the same songs I do and feel the same way about him that I do. But I get filled with rage when I realize that the songs
that
are written about other girls.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I love Sarah Baska. When she posts stuff about her, I'm like,
you get jealous.
Yeah, I'm like, don't post this.
Tori thinks
she
went to a Harry Styles concert, well, this is her plan. She's going to go. I hope he doesn't hear this because then it'll be all foiled.
You know what? I also looked up the concert tickets for my plan, and it's literally a $5,000 ticket. A good investment to my future,
I was
going to
say. It's an investment. She's going to go into the pit with a book. And nonchalantly read a book while the concert is going on. So Harry's like, that bitch is different. She's coming home with me. And then she's going to be like, who are you? Oh, somebody just invited me to this concert and I'm in the pit.
I think about it all the time. If him and I ever ran into each other on the street, which is going to happen because I'm manifesting it. When it happens, I'm going to act like I don't know him. And he's going to be like, this bitch is so fucking cool.
He's going to know.
No, he's not. Because Kevin Jonas's wife didn't know who Kevin Jonas was.
Can you point out Kevin Jonas in a crowd of people?
But
he looks like the average Joe.
But this was at the time. She didn't even know the Jonas Brothers. Like, the Jonas Brothers were the Jonas Brothers. And she didn't know who they were.
That's cap.
That's what I'm saying. No way. But that's the story that she's sticking with. And I'm like, I respect it. And you know why I like them? They live in Jersey.
Okay.
Jersey rocks.
Hell yeah.
Jersey anyway, strong. Harry Styles, I would do the same thing. Oh, aren't you that guy from One Direction? I would humble him.
Tori was a Louis stan.
I was a big, here's why. I have a thing for the underdogs, and Louis did not get the limelight that he deserved. So I really liked Louis.
Tori has a savior complex.
I really do.
She wanted to give Louis the love he didn't get.
So I was a huge Louis girl because everyone was a Harry and Zane girl.
Oh, hell yeah. How can you not be?
I am, but I convinced myself that I was a Louis girl, which I was.
I wasn't a directioner until high school.
For me, it started in eighth grade. And so same with you. We both went to the same concert at BB&T. Didn't you go to that in eighth grade?
No, I wasn't a One Direction fan until high school.
Mm. Oh, you know who got me? Hannah got me into it.
Yep. Yeah. And so I was friends with them and they loved One Direction. And then I started listening.
I remember when it started. I was upstairs in my parents' room on like this old laptop that I had. And I watched the What Makes You Beautiful music video. And I was like, I can't tell Harry and Liam and Louis apart. So I'm like, I have to learn who's who, but I think I like it. That was their only song at the time.
I was a hater.
Okay.
Like, I was like, that song's stupid as hell, and they're all ugly. And, like, I was a legitimate hater. And then the Kiss You music video came out. Okay. And I watched that, and that was good. And then After.
After changed the game.
My entire life, dare I say.
You have to.
Who would no, I? Seriously. No, literally, who would I it be? It was today our sex ed. Ed. No, yeah. Completely. I don't know what I would have done.
You and I both sat out on sex ed days because it made us uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I
But we would read after.
Yeah. No, oh my God. I remember the one day when I called out of the puberty talk, I just like stayed home. I was like, Mom, sick. I came in because apparently like seven girls skipped that day.
Shut up.
And they were like trying to give us it then. But I had like, by the grace of God, that one period had to take like a makeup test or something. So I never, ever, 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 ever got the talk. Like even girls that skipped that day got it eventually. But I had to make up a test during that period. So I never got the puberty talk.
We got it from after. Doesn't Harry Styles have a restraining order against the author?
Apparently. I don't know how true that is. It's not like she like stalked him. She just wrote about him.
Yeah, she just wrote about him, which is legal.
Yeah.
You guys should watch the movie, but you should read the Wattpad.
You should read the Wattpad version. Do not buy the book. A, Wattpad free.
Yeah, hello. Wattpad's free.
Much easier to read on your phone. The first book will take you 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's really not long.
Like 45.
But, I mean, it taught us everything.
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 It's disgusting.
It's like just completely smut.
It's... P word. Isn't that what they call it in frenemies? Oh my God, are we frenemies?
No, we're not. We're actually friends.
I know. What's her name?
I mean, who? Okay, who's who? Are you Ethan?
I'll take Ethan.
I think you have to be.
You can be Trisha Paytas. There's really no win there.
Okay. All right. Ethan, you got to wrap it up. You got to go to work.
I do have to go to work.
All right, Kate, say your final goodbyes.
All right, thank you guys so much for having me. I tell you guys to follow me on my social media platforms, but if you listen to anything I just said, you know that they don't exist. Wish you all the best. I hope to be back here soon.
You will be. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.